the hottest talk radio show out. The Conversation with your host, Clark Garrison, author of Survive the Next 365 and creator of The Phoenix Effect. The Conversation featuring singers, actors, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and much more. Reaching deep into local and global communities, teaching individuals and transforming minds and spirits. So join Clark Garrison live Sundays at 4 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And now, here's your host, Clark Garrison.
Guys, welcome. This is The Conversation, and I am your host, Clark Garrison. Welcome to yet another fantastic, outstanding show we have for you tonight. Hey, man, the purpose of this show, if you didn't know, if this is your first time dropping by The Conversation, first of all, shame on you, but it is to build an evolution of thought and action, and as I say, we bring you just that. Tell somebody about us. We're fortunate to have a pretty decent listening audience, but guess what? We need more people to know about what we're bringing to you each Wednesday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday night at 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Guys, check this out. You've got something to say. We want to hear it. If you want to say hi to any one of our guests or give a shout-out, the number to dial is 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. Be sure to hit the number one button, and our producer will get you on the line. Guys, the chat room is open, so feel free to hang out in there. Let me make sure it's open. Yeah, it's open. It's there. You can hang out in there. Type in anything you want. Hit us up. Hey, big ups to Dane Reed Media for producing this drop. And I got a quote, man, I said a couple of weeks ago. I want to give this out to you for food for thought. The world needs dreamers and the world needs doers. But above all, the world needs dreamers who do. Check that out. Hey, guys, you can catch the Survival Radio Network almost anywhere on social media. But here's where I want you to really find us. Go to YouTube right now. No, don't go right now because then you miss the show. But after the show, sometime tomorrow, sometime this week, go to YouTube, type in Survival Radio Network, and you must subscribe to our channel. We've got little snippets of everybody who's been on our show. You'll be wild and amazed at some of the fantastic folks who dropped by. And that is going to expand tonight. But before I continue my diatribe, let me bring on my valued, esteemed colleague. Please welcome to the show the one and only Michelle Gilliam Morrison. What's up, MGM?
Hey now, how are you?
I am cool, man. You know what? I've never done the show. I've done the show a lot of places, but I'm actually doing the show on my porch. How about that? Like good old Southern boy.
Oh, that's some good stuff. Is there a magnolia tree around?
What do you call it?
A magnolia tree. Is there a magnolia tree around? That's my favorite tree. It's one of the things I love about visiting Georgia because there are so many magnolia trees. So I was just trying to visualize.
I'm gonna Skype during the next time. But no, I got a couple pecan trees, or as we call them in the West,
okay.
Pecans.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. You know, if I remember correctly, last Wednesday I was talking about it being dreary in the DMV, and it is such the case today as well. So I don't know what's going on with Wednesdays, but we're going to declare it wonderful Wednesday anyhow, no matter what the weather. What you say about that?
Hey, I'm sorry to hear that, because it is a perfect summer day, late fall, whatever, early fall, whatever you want to call it. But it's perfect today. Maybe you guys are finally getting all that dreary rain overcast we've gotten literally for 8 months.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. You know, I was gonna be not nice and say, there you go, bragging again. That's why DMV is fitting to take over Survival Radio Network, but I won't say that.
I see that. What's up with that? We're gonna have to get us a SRN DC.
I'm telling you, man, let's do it.
I am really stoked about that, and we maybe will chat about that a little later. But hey, guys, coming up on the show tonight, Queen Afua and her son Supernova Slam will be in the joint talking about holistic practices. You guys know the Queen has been out for many, many moons, 3 decades, man, and has a serious lineup of stars who have who continue to follow her guideline on liberation through purification. And we got a couple of folks dropping by who are really, you know, close, man. I really love them. Speaking of DC, DC's very own Michael McFadden will be on tap. Can't wait for that. He's up in just a second. And then we also got my boy C. Nathaniel Brown from the Survival Radio Network dropping by to talk to you about the greatest of new news. Guys, we'll have all this and more rocking and rolling when we come back. This is The Conversation on the Survival Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you're like me, you're probably hearing the news that the economy is getting better, right? But there's one problem. You still don't have a job. Get back into the game with Chance.com, the state-of-the-art online employment connection for the new generation. Get access to millions of jobs on Chance that are actually hiring now. Stop searching for outdated job postings. Log on to Chance.com, create a profile, and then be found. Make the connection you need to get hired today. If you're serious about your career, you've got to check this out. Chance.com. Get that job. Make that chance with Chance.com. JANZZ.com.
Check one, check two. Is this thing going? Hey, if you can hear my voice right now, chances are you're listening to The Conversation with my man Clark Garrison right here on the Survival Radio Network. Hey, can I do it just one time, Clark? Come on, man. Real talk! Yeah!
conversation with Michelle. What's going on, Michelle? Hey, you like that Blurred Lines I just played? Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Oops. Sorry. Well, let's try that again. Hey, Michelle, you like that Blurred Lines
yeah.
I just played?
You know, what's up? What's up with the story? Now, the first time I heard the story about the lawsuit, it sounded like it was described that Rob and Thicke and the crew were suing them. But that seems backwards.
No, that's lawsuit 101. When someone sues you, you immediately sue them back. And then, you know, then there you go. You don't know who's doing what. And that's just 101. That's lawyer stuff there. Yeah.
Right, but yeah, that was real blatant, you know. Immediately when you hear Blurred Lines, I don't know about you, but my mind went exactly to that Marvin Gaye song.
Well, of course, we know that, but the younger folks, you know, they think it just came out last week. That's a fly job, man. Did you hear how that thing worked? So, you know, they know that young people are the ones who are really buying this stuff. And, you know, they hope they can slide it by the Marvin Gaye Foundation. But they didn't. So this will pan out itself pretty interesting. They'll settle with underneath the table and call it a day. And there you go. Anyway, let's bring on my boy, your homeboy. This cat is no stranger to Survival Radio Network and, of course, to The Conversation. He is the author of Truisms and, if you didn't know, now you know, the moderator, the MC, the voice of Real Talk with Michael McFadden. Please welcome my boy, Michael A. McFadden. What up?
What's the deal? What's happening, Clark? Hey, Michelle.
What's up, homie?
Hey, nothing but a Southeast thing. As a matter of fact, if you could do me a favor and run over to the Curry Out real quick and grab me one of them steak and cheese subs with salt, pepper, and ketchup on my fries, please.
Would that be Young's, or would that be Lefty's, or would that be Eddie Leonard's? See, come on,
let's
what
do,
you talking about?
Let's do Eddie's. That's fine. That's fine with
all
me.
All right. Okay, the carry out and the laundromat. All in one.
All together. What's up, Clark?
What up, man?
We're sorry. We didn't mean to leave you out.
That's all right. DC, you know, I'm going to become an honorary DC in a minute, so that's how that's going to work.
And the first thing we're going to do is teach you how to say Washingtonian and not DC-ian. Bruh! What's a DC-ian?
Awesome.
That's like
okay.
Me being an Atlanta-er. Okay.
Whatever,
Shawty. All right. Let me act right. Come on. How are you, Michael?
Okay.
Oh, best day of my life. No complaints at all. You just, I hear a lot of people always complain about how tired they are and, you know, how down they are or whatever. Well, I tell you what, if you're tired, I do 7 radio shows in 5 days and I'm still full of energy. So it doesn't, when you love what you do, the energy just keeps flowing. So I'm great.
Maybe that's why we sound like we do, although it's overcast outside, because it's dreary and you will never know it from hearing me and Michael.
Yeah, exactly. We are, well, you know, I'm down here in Atlanta, Michelle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The defector. Okay.
Yeah,
what are you doing
down
there?
This is my home now. I've been down here since 1987. I was almost one of those statistic teenagers back in the 70s and 80s. I had to get away. But I just came back. I was there just a couple of months ago. I stayed up at the new Arbor Place. What am I trying to say? Right there in Fort Washington, where
the National Harbor.
Yes, National Harbor. My wife and my son, we came up there and visited. Stay right there at National Harbor at the Gaylord Hotel, which is a beautiful facility. And just to see my neighborhood, because I grew up in Southeast and Southern Avenue. And just to see, you know, that part of Indian Head Highway changing, hopefully it begins to move a little south into D.C. because just going through my old neighborhoods in Southeast, none of it's really changed. And I think it really, my son, that was his first time experiencing
that of where his dad grew up at. He was, you know, he was really like, wow, this is where you grew up at. Just a real reality check for him to see where his dad came from. So
okay.
It's very, very eye-opening. So anyway, that's my history on D.C. But I love my city, for real. Capital city of the United States, ladies and gentlemen, and don't ever forget that. And our mayor smoked crack. And he blamed the lady and said that she set him up. That's what I'm talking about.
That he did.
Oh, my God. You didn't bring that up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My bad. You know how we do.
Love it. Hey, I know. Believe me, if anybody knows, I know how you do, sir. Hey, check this out, man. I want to talk to you because apparently you and I got something going on September 3rd, and, man, who better to talk about what we got going on than you, sir?
Man, you know what? I'm excited because this is the second project that we've done together. Everybody remembers the Why Not Now that Clark and I did. First time working together, putting an event together. And I think it was last month or a month, 2 months ago, we did our first Internet Radio Workshop 101. And we just wanted to put together, you know, a lot of topics because, you know, the Internet Radio Network is really growing right now. And, you know, we just celebrated our fourth year over at Real Talk with Michael McFadden. And I know you are right behind us as far as timing is concerned, doing this thing for a minute. And I can remember back in the day when people used to say, oh, you host a radio show? Yes, I do. How can I listen to it? Oh, it's Internet Radio. Oh, Internet Radio. And now everybody and their mama has an Internet Radio show because this is the new way to listen to your favorite shows. And so what we decided to do again is we're gonna put the workshop together again. We got so much great demand to do another one because a lot of people weren't able to hit it the first time. And even the first one, man, I think we had it scheduled for 2 hours, if I'm not mistaken, Clark. Didn't we go for like almost 3 hours or so?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about that, we were like thinking, man, we might do an hour and a half.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, and here we were talking for 3 hours and literally had to stop ourselves.
Right, exactly. So, the information that we put out there when it comes to starting an Internet radio show, people think that it's simple, and honestly, it really is, but the message that we're putting out there, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you're going to start the show, let us help you with the foundation. I was blessed to have a couple of great people that already had Blog Talk radio shows at the time. I got to say shout out to my man James Costin up in Philly, Lamar Campbell, who was doing Life After the Game radio on Blog Talk radio, and of course, Miss Playing Devil's Advocate, Miss Kiki Richardson, who was doing a radio show at the time as well. I had them to kind of talk to and say, hey, how do you do this or how do you do that? And you know, Blog Talk Radio gives you information to, you know, get your show started. But if you want the realness, you're talking about myself with 314 shows under my belt, and you and your 500,000 listeners, man, congratulations on that, man. So when you put those two talents together, just to see where our shows have come from and where they're going, and then the doors of opportunity that this show opens up, what we want to do is help you get your show up and running. So September 3rd, guys, you can go to michaelmcfadden.com right now and just hit on the flyer, and it'll take you straight to the registration page. And come hang out with us. It's only $25 investment to make, but I'm telling you, it is well, well worth it.
Hey, Mike, I want to ask you, who would be a prime candidate to attend this workshop? Because I know a lot of people are out there maybe thinking, you know, I'm not a J school major, you know, I may not be well versed with the technical aspects of running a radio show, but so who can fit into the category of developing and eventually hosting a long-term radio show?
One, Clark, are those that are sitting there contemplating, that may be listening to the show right now saying, I can do this, or I got this idea in my head about a radio show that I want to do. Those are the ones first that have ever thought about hosting their own radio show. That's for you. Those that have radio shows right now but still see themselves not knowing which direction they want to go. What type of format do I do? Am I a talk show host? Am I, you know, an advice giver? What is my platform? For those that don't know, that's who it's for. And then those that are right on the cusp of just taking that show to the next level, and you just may need one or two more things to add to your arsenal as far as your show concerns, this workshop is for you. And, you know, like I said earlier, man, I had no, I didn't have a lot of people to answer questions to, you know, that I could get answers from. And I wish that there was a workshop like this, because not only do we have a format laid out for you, but we're live streaming it. So you are watching Clark and I do this live. And guess what? You can talk with us during the show. You can actually ask your questions in real time and say, hey, Michael, what color shirt is that you have on? And I'll tell you. Hey, Clark, what is that you're sipping on right there? And we'll tell you. But we're able to answer your questions right then and there. And, you know, just the experience, man, just like, you know, just helping other people become successful. That's always been my motto in life, and that's what I continue to do today with the platforms of, you know, radio that we have right now. That's what it's all about, helping others become successful. Because if we're not sharing the information, Clark, then we're doing ourselves a disservice.
I 100% agree with you, man. And again, a pleasure to be doing this workshop again with you. Internet Radio 102 Workshop. Go to Michael McFadden, MCFADDEN.com. You'll see the orange banner. Click on that. $25. Anybody can tune in. Anybody can hang out. It will be online. So guess what? You can be all over the world, all the boys and girls with Jerry Curls from D.C. And you still will be able to check this out. So, hey, Mike, thanks so much, man, for taking your time out of those 32 shows you do in the course of a week to hang out with your boy at The Conversation.
Man, come on, man. You know I always got time for my friends, man. And Michelle, I was waiting on a question from Michelle. I thought she was going to throw me a softball.
No, man, you took it away. You took it away. So, you know, I was letting you do what you do. I was enjoying.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, Michelle, much it's great hearing your voice on The Conversation, and keep up the great work. And I do see that Survival Radio Network and that DMV thing popping off very, very soon. So shout out to both of y'all and keep up the great work, all right?
Hey, Mike, go ahead and give it to me one time.
What'd you say, Clark?
You only give it to me one time, man. You got to give it to him.
Hey, do me a favor, guys. You can check out the show every Monday night, Thursday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., MichaelMcFadden.com. The name of the show is Real Talk. Yeah.
That's
all right.
Hey, that was the Michael A. McFadden. Hey, guys, check this out. We have much, much more. My boy, C. Nathaniel Brown, is in, and the Queen is up in a couple of minutes. This is The Conversation on the Survival Radio Network. Clark and Michelle in the house. Hey, guys, we'll be right back after we pay some bills.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we won't be taking a break, so how about that? Michelle, you still there?
Well, how do I take my year back? How do I reverse that?
I know. You don't even want to know. It is.
Okay.
Hold on.
Do you turn the track backwards just like we used to do Prince Records back in the day? See what it says backwards.
I wish I could. So we are dealing with a short, very temporary technical difficulty, which has kind of locked up our lines up. So me and Michelle are just going to hold it down and talk about anything. Michelle, what you got going on in your line of work? By the way, Michelle is a infinitely smarter individual than I ever would be, and that's why we got her on the show to kind of be the antithesis of who I am.
What does that mean? What does antithesis mean? You're using big words. You know I don't understand those big words.
Stop. You invented big words. You just try to be nice.
Ah, the resident logo file.
Exactly.
So what do I have going on? Well, starting
okay.
In October.
You're too late. We're going to commercial break. They already told me you're way too late. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Do you
okay.
Want to take your business to the next level? Ultimate Business Solutions provides the support you need to increase your customer base and sell more products and services online. Specializing in graphic arts, web development, and internet marketing, Ultimate Business Solutions creates the face of your business. If you're looking for a custom logo, dynamic website, or popping marketing material, call Ultimate Business Solutions today at 404-704-2197 or visit www.ultimatebizsolutions.com. Ultimate Business Solutions. Let us create your future.
Guess what? We are back. Sorry about that. We had to, you know, we got it fixed, so you got to keep it moving. Just a few minutes left. Hey, we're going to bring on this young man for 2-3 minutes. He is Survival Radio's own host of C. Nathaniel Brown Show every Wednesday night at 10 p.m., a consummate professional. Please welcome to the show C. Nathaniel Brown. What's going on, Chuck?
Hey, what's going on, Clark and Michelle? How y'all tonight? I'm doing fantastic. I don't know how I can follow up all of this energy with the two of you and Michael, but I got to represent the DMV as well. Baltimore in the house, be more represent. So I got to give a shout out to the hometown.
Absolutely. So since Clark brought out the big words and said you're a consummate professional, I said I have to bring it down a few, and you should have warned me ahead of time, Clark, that we were dealing with a consummate professional this evening.
Well, he was talking about Michael before me.
Okay.
Hey, Chuck, real quick, man. I hear you are heading up, man, an outstanding division, part of Survival Radio Network, that will be launching in September, the Survival Radio Christian Network. First of all, hats off to you for heading up that division. And tell us a little bit about it and what can people be expecting?
Wow, man, we are so excited about it. We have some phenomenal shows and some phenomenal hosts that are already on board. We're going to be launching on September the 9th, and it's just going to be show after show of amazing content that is really all about faith-based. We have shows that are going to give you, gospel and Christian music. We're going to have people that are giving advice from a biblical standpoint. We have a sports talk show that is going to be Christian-centered. So there are just so many shows that are going to give so much faith and positive energy that people are just going to love it. I mean, it's just phenomenal. We are so excited and just ready to get it rolling.
Wow, that is huge. I cannot wait, man. I'm very excited anytime Survival Radio Network is doing something, but certainly this kind of expansion is going to open and broaden itself up to a whole variety of really positive messages that we hope will come down the pipeline. You said that, I think we mentioned that, it's going to be launching September 9th. Do you have an idea of what shows we already have on, not necessarily the titles or anything, but what kind of shows will be airing launch week?
We have a great mix. As I mentioned, we have the sports talk show. That's going to be one where there will be information given from a sports standpoint, how sports can play a part in spirituality and spirituality in sports. The host is a basketball coach, and he shares a lot of information on how he teaches his kids. So he's going to use that as a platform to talk about all kinds of sports and how it relates to daily living and how those messages cross. We also have hosts that are, going to feature gospel artists and music, so they'll be interviewing some of our favorite artists, such as Marvin Sapp and hopefully Kirk Franklin. I know he has his own station on Sirius Satellite, but we're going to have a lot of the gospel artists that we've come to love, the contemporary Christian artists. We have a host that just want to give encouraging messages, so they're going to write them and just share them with the world through this wonderful network.
Man, September 9th, 2013, Survival Radio Network expands to Survival Radio Christian Network, our sister network. Looking forward to that. Hey, the president, C. Nathaniel Brown, is hanging out with us. Chuck, tell everybody, because I understand that you are still looking for some quality hosts to come aboard, and how can they reach out to you for those who might be interested or know somebody who's interested in hosting their own show on our network?
Oh, absolutely. That's been the key for us getting so many people, just the word of mouth, because so many people are excited and they're looking for something like this to be a platform for themselves or for other people. We definitely can reach out to us on Facebook through the Survival Radio Network. We have the group pages there. You can send messages. Or you can email me directly at c.nathaniel.brown@gmail.com, and we're able to get the information to you that way and communicate back and forth. But we're very excited, and we're looking forward to the great people out there who have been waiting and praying for an opportunity like this, and that's what the Survival Radio Christian Network is all about.
Hey, thank you so much, man. I know you got to get out of here and get your show off the road, which is tonight at 10 p.m. Come on back, same bat time. Well, not same bat time, but same bat channel, and they'll be able to hear to see Nathaniel Brown. What you got going on tonight? Who's your guest?
Oh, tonight is going to be fun. Our topic is the good, the bad, and the ugly of reality TV. So we're going to be talking about reality TV all night. We have Dice Dixon from Lala's Full Court Life. We have Khadija Rowe, who is on Big Rich Atlanta. And then we also have two of the coaches from the show that I'm developing called Scene Atlanta, acting coaches Kristen Shaw and Mariska Phillips. So it's going to be a great show at 10 o'clock tonight.
All right, man. Hey, thanks a lot for hanging out with us tonight, man. We'll catch you next time. Big up to you, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guys, when we come back, the Queen. Thanks, well, Clark and Michelle will be right back in just a moment.
Don't touch that mouse.
Are you ready for sugar, spice, and everything nice when it comes to your child's hair care? Visit Sugar and Spice Children's Salon and Spa, located at 535 Glen Street South in Fayetteville, Georgia. We are a full-service salon and spa that caters to children from ages 3 through 17. We provide the quality hair care you are looking for. Visit us online today at www.sugarspice.co or call us at 770-347-7147. Let us provide your child with sugar, spice, and everything nice.
You're listening to the hottest show out, The Conversation with Clark and Michelle.
That is right. Clark and Michelle, we're back. Super excited to be here with you and even more excited to have and introduce our next guest. Our final guests of tonight are about manifesting your realities. She's an internationally renowned holistic health specialist on a mission. She's nearly had three decades she's been presenting her liberation through purification message around the world and here in the States. He's an author, activist, hip-hop artist, and holistic practitioner. But above all these, he is first an American, having served his country in the armed forces. His nutritional plan for success has continually enriched and energized the lives of so many. Also the author of the book, Remedy. Please welcome Queen Afua and Supernova Slam to the show. Hey, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us, me and my son.
The pleasure is all ours. Are you both on one line? I just want to make sure.
No, we're in two different lines at two different locations.
Oh, okay. We've got to get him on then. I'm so sorry. What area code is he calling? I don't want to put all his business out, but can you just tell us the area code? We didn't get that information. Or
okay.
I tell you what, if he's listening, let's do this.
We'll text it.
You're going to text him?
We'll text it to you and text it in text. Well, he already knows. He's waiting. So we'll just text
all right, so
you
if you're on... Supernova, if you're on, what I need you to do is just hit the number one button and the engineer will be able to see you. There's a lot of numbers in there. We want to make sure we isolate which one is you on the call. While we're doing that, I want to ask you a question. Well, first of all, thank you so much for being a part of our show. Me and Michelle have been dying to get this, our series of questions and hear your
knowledge and information. But I want to say thank you to Double Exposure for putting this together. Like, they are a super quality team up there, and thank them so much.
Well, I'm so grateful. They've had me really flying in the last 30 days getting this message out. Healthcare is self-care. And so I'm really very grateful for that.
You bet. And thank you so much, Emily. Emily has gotten us aboard. Supernova, welcome to the show, sir. How are you? Are you there? We opened the mic, so you should be loud and clear. Are you there? Your mic is open, so just jump in when you want. I'm going to just continue, and that is the number that I've been text. That number that for you, so you know that line is open. So here's my first question. So many people throw around the term holistic now, especially. It's become a household buzz. It's like the thing to say to prove that you are, you know, hip.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask you, because this hasn't been something that you just thought about. This has been something that you've been practicing for more than 30 years, much more than most of us have been adults.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me your definition of what holistic practice means to you?
Mm-hmm. Holistic health to me is, well, from my own studies and my own lifestyle, is to harmonize, to restore, to rejuvenate, to balance out the physical body, the mental body, the emotional, spiritual body, that they all work together in tandem. And how they work together is through nature, that nature will, through herbs, plants, through healthy foods, through exercise, through cleansing, detoxification, the body can, body, mind, and spirit can come into wellness, and as a result, prevent disease.
Mm. So at the end of the day, it all goes back to going back to Mother Earth and relying and knowing that all the things that we really need are already there for us. And I know we, especially here in the Western world, or Western civilization, are very much accustomed to running to our, and I'm doing quotation marks, doctors, and being prescribed some red, green, purple, or yellow pill and thinking that everything is going to be all right.
Right. Well, I'm going to do a disclaimer. If one is seeing their physician, continue seeing your physician, but as you take on a natural lifestyle and get closer to nature, then what will happen after, say, 21 days, that's what I teach, the 21-day detox, you'll go back to your physician, and the physician will end up cutting your medication down or not prescribing an additional medication because your body is now deteriorating further. So and then they go another 21 days over a season. By the time you get to a season of cleansing, one semester, they've gotten 80 to 100% level of wellness, and the physician is working with them then and seeing a difference in their health. I'll just give you an example. I work with Dr. Bernadette Sheridan for the last 5 years. She's a family physician, and she's been doing her work for over 3 decades. Well, how we come together is I have between my clients, her patients, they would see her, they've been with her for years, and she would say, wait a minute, your blood pressure is normal now. Okay, wait a minute. Your diabetic numbers are not as high. She would see shifts and changes, and she would ask them basic questions. What are you doing different? And they would then pretty much say, well, I'm working with Queen of Four. I've been doing my 21-day detox. I'm moving to a healthier lifestyle. I'm making healthier, wiser choices. I'm shopping healthy. They would give her different statements on that. No, and she said, I want to meet this woman. I want to actually work with her. And so we did. We did eventually meet, and what we did was an exchange. I worked in her clinic for 1 year, and she asked me various topics to teach on preventive medicine, whether it be diabetes, high blood pressure, fibroid tumors, obesity, prostate issues. I would give an hour and a half workshop showing what foods, what juices, what herbs, which soups and salads could prevent the issue, along with my 21-day formulas. So there is a way that we can actually work together, because most, if you tell someone stop taking their medication, that's dangerous. They've been on that medication for years, and they haven't made enough changes in their lifestyle for the medication to, for them to come off the medication. So it's a gradual process. So it's being responsible from both ends and or the other side. When one comes to see you, and if you say you have to choose between one or the other, it's a frightening war. You mean I have to give up my medication to come become natural? No, save your medication. You will become natural, and then the medication will become less of a need.
Wow, that is a mouthful. Guys, if you're just tuning in, we are on the line live with Queen Afua, and hopefully we'll have her son, Supernova Slum, on in just a minute. We are working on that. I've got one other question before I turn it over to Michelle, because I know she's got a couple things. I'm always curious at what transformation, what thing happened in particularly your life that brought you on this journey of holistic knowledge and purification yourself. What was the thing that transformed you?
Well, I was a sickly child from age 7 to 17. And so I shifted in 1969. Everything opened up for me. Everything was changing in the United States, including me. And I had chronic asthma. I had chronic allergies, eczema from head to toe, hay fever, PMS, headaches, all of that. And so I was really, as Fannie Hamer says, sick and tired of being sick and tired. I needed to change. I didn't know how. I wasn't given instruction, but I was praying for a shift and a healing. And so I was in that phase. I was invited to come on a healing retreat. It was a three-day detox. And I did go, but I wasn't ready to change my diet. I said, I'm going to continue my chicken. I want my biscuits and my butter. You know, I was in that state of mind. And what happened, I got there, and I got off the bus and put my bags down, and the asthma kicked in, the allergies kicked in, because it was grass and trees. And I couldn't handle that. So I started going to a trauma. At that very moment, I heard an inner voice give me a message. And we might call that God or Odomare. It's the spirit of the Most High. And told me my first formula to eat grapefruits, lemons, and oranges. I didn't question it because I was desperate. And I ate the grapefruits, lemons, and oranges. That whole day I drank plenty of water. And that night I popped myself up in from a fireplace and I went to sleep because if I laid down, my lungs would have collapsed. The next morning, for 1 hour, congestion came out of every opening in my body, my mouth, my nose, my eyes. And then after that hour, my lungs came back, and I didn't have my pump. I didn't have my pill. I didn't have an injection. And then my skin stopped itching me, and my eyes stopped itching me, and my mind started to clear and become very calm. And at that moment, I realized I had a choice. I could be well, or I could stay in a state of disease, depending on how I live my life. So that weekend, I learned everything as a foundation of how and what I teach now. I learned about internal hygiene, and I became a colon therapist. I learned about using foods and plants for medicine. What is in your kitchen, if it's a healing kitchen, then it can heal your family. And it healed me once I learned how to use and apply the food. I learned about exercise, as a yoga and movement as a part of healing. And so when I went, it took me 3 21-day cycles, a season. And within that season, all of my issues that I started out with left. And they didn't come back. But the only reason they didn't come back because it became a way of life. And I embraced it, and then I started to study it and became certified and began to help others.
Wow. Now, Queen Afua, this is Michelle. How are you this evening?
Fine. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. You definitely have my attention because, number one, your information is just so astoundingly engaging. For me personally, number one, because I have a son who has chronic eczema. So I know the woes of chronic eczema just from again firsthand knowledge.
Yeah.
However, I want to talk about you brought up the spiritual piece as well, and it's so funny that you brought up the fact that okay, you knew you were sick. However, you still wanted your chicken and biscuits. And I was in the kitchen today, and I picked up a piece of turkey bacon, which is nothing but, you know, lunch meat by another name. And after I ate it, and I'm very sensitive to artificial ingredients, I started to get a headache. And I said, if we would just slow down and be honest and almost eat with conscience and say, after I put this in my mouth, how did I feel? Did I feel worse? You know, because we go through the day, we just stuff our faces and really don't slow down to say, you know what, I got foggy after I ate this.
Yes.
Or, you know, I ate, you know, those chips and my clarity of thought went away, or whatever. So, again, when you talk about, what is it, that healing starting with the self, even going to the spiritual principle of love thy neighbor as thyself, and everything beginning with self, I want you to talk about that a little more, some of the spirituality, and again, being in tune with the body and listening to the body, and just how it all lines up, knowing that we, you know, we are spirits, we have a soul, we live in a body.
Well, I'm going to go right into with you what you put in. That was spiritual because you were connected. You feel, you felt, you were connected. So what you put in, what ended up happening is it hit the, when it went to the spirit, you felt it and it went into the body. But it poisoned the blood. It clogged up the arteries and it started to impact the colon. This is what happens when we put, whatever we put in the body, it's only going to, it's either going to take you higher or it's going to take you under. So if one was even to keep a day-to-day record of what they're eating during the day, and then over a week's time, they would actually see where the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the congestion, the constipation is coming from. It's all that we are eating. And when we're in a very good space, we have, what we do is do a lot of emotional eating. When we're sad, when we're lonely, we want to have something to fulfill us, so we'll find ourselves eating more starch, which then makes us more stagnated in our lives. We'll watch it, more bread, more rice, more potatoes, a never-ending cycle. And then when we find ourselves running out of cookies and pies, we'll start, check how you feel. You want kindness. You want sweetness. You want company. You want comfort. When you're taking a lot of milk and dairy, ice cream and eggs and things like that, you really want nurturing. So rather than go visit your parents, go, you know, speak to a friend and nurture yourself, because the food is really your state of mind. What you're eating is what is eating you. And so just keeping a record of that is a very helpful thing. And then in your healing, it says, because we're working on body, mind, and spirit, when you start to detox, you get connected to God. And you start to hear the voice of God talking to you in everything. And we know that because sometimes you'll hear that inner voice tell you to do something, and you say, something told me to pick up that phone, and you did. And someone was on the other end that you was waiting for a long time. You just connected. Something told you to stay home, and you did not stay home, and you ran into an argument. And when you come out, you say, wow, I should have listened. That's that spirit of God. That's the inner voice. That's that all-knowing principle that's in us, that if we pay attention to it, then our lives will open up and the road will be made and a way will be made open for us. But when we ignore that spiritual side of ourselves and second-guess ourselves, that's when we run into problems. We can look at a hamburger and we're going to pick it up if we want it, but our spirit will say, don't pick that up. You're going to get nauseous. You're going to get sick. You're going to get diarrhea. You're going to get a headache. But we want it. So we ignore the spirit. We ignore the inner voice, and we take it anyway. And then we say, wow, I shouldn't have picked that up. I feel sick. I feel nauseous. So it is a connection, and it's a protection. There is an ancient prayer that said, may I be protected by 70 purifications. That means cleaning up the words that we speak, cleaning up the thoughts that we think, cleaning up our hearts, letting go and learning from every lesson. I said, look back upon your life and see all the people that you are upset about and write their names on a piece of paper, and then study each of those relationships in a state of mind, what you were feeling back in that time, how you were living, and then you will see what the lesson was for you, why you met that person. And then it's not the person, it's your own life path and experience. So when you get that lesson, I say every lesson is a blessing. When you get the blessing, you get the lesson, and you move to the next level up. You go up. You upgrade. So it's not really the path. It's not the people. It's yourself and what you learn. Now, when you start to detox the body, when you start to do your juice therapy, when you start to clean out the waste from the colon, start having a regular flushing, when you start to make healthier protein choices, maybe chicken and fish as opposed to beef, pork, and goat, and all of that, when you start to have a salad a day, when you start to do those things, you start to feel more connected to your truth. You start to make cleaner, healthier decisions. You let go of the harboring from the past, and you're really working as a child of the Most High in all that you do. And so the food is connected to your spiritual journey. the healthier that you eat, the more whole you're going to feel in the mental state, in a mental state, or an emotional state, and a relationship state. When one detoxifies by eating healthy foods, the thoughts begin to come up on high, the heart has more forgiveness, and you let go of your past, you just learn from it. It is a body-mind-spirit connection.
How impactful. And I think we have Supernova on the line now. Is that right, Clark?
That is
salute.
Right.
Welcome,
salute. Salute, sir.
Please. Brother, salute.
You have them.
Hello?
Supernova,
hey,
Tom is here.
Okay. Hey, yeah, wellness salute to everybody. Peace and love. Hi, Mom.
Hi, how you doing, son?
I'm extraordinarily awesome. And you?
Great.
How you doing?
Magnificently wonderful.
Wanda, yeah, thanks. Hey,
now,
it is so cool, man. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that this is Michelle. I just had to jump in there and just say that that name of supernova is just, that is bold, because we know that a supernova will radiate more energy than our sun will in its entire lifetime. So that's some boldness right there. So I'm ready.
Well, yes, and I am bold enough to manifest exactly what that is and more by the work that I do. It's just the work that I do and what I'm here to do, you know, to be that shining example for those that need the motivation and inspiration to do the right thing. So, salute.
Absolutely.
Hey,
so, go ahead, Clark.
Well, I want to grab the line because we've got somebody who's also in the chat room. So, welcome aboard, Liberal Democrat. I think we got from the Cali area code. Welcome aboard. You're on live with the Queen, Afua, and Supernova.
What's going on, family? Shout out to you guys and whatnot.
I was just
calling to say that, you know, that detoxing is real. When I was listening to how she's saying that, how being holistic, how nature connects, you know, your mind, your mentality, your health and all that, I was like, that is the truth. Because recently, you know, I said, you know, let me, you know, I was getting tired. You know, I'm a writer, so I write all the time at night. And I found myself getting tired a lot because, you know, I do caffeine, I do that coffee in the daytime like crazy, and I do soda at night. And the sugar was in there, and I'm like, why am I getting tired? And then a friend of mine, a detox all the time, said, you crashing from all that sugar. And I was like, a crash? And he said, so take that out of your schedule for a couple of days and watch the difference. And I realized that, you know, when I stopped doing the coffee and the sodas that much when I was writing or whatever, I wouldn't be as tired and drained and whatnot. So, you know, certain things that we eat affects our body and it affects our attitudes and stuff like that. So, I'm in total agreement with, you know, the line. Everything has to be aligned in what you eat, is how you act and stuff like that, because it affects your whole personality. And I'm just now figuring that out and stuff like that. And I'll be 50 in a couple of years. I'm 48 now, but I'm just now, you know, saying, okay, now if I drink soda, I'm going to be dehydrated, and, you know, I'm going to be stopped up. You know what I mean? If I eat this was, so now I'm looking at my food and I say, well, this was going to happen to me if I eat that. And I know it's bad, but I just prepared for it, you know, so I try to offset it with something else. So I just called in to say that detoxing is real. I've done the Master Cleanse. I'm watching Dr. Sebi, some of his tapes. And, I tried it a couple of times, but them headaches, when you first do it to get them detoxes out, that first week kicks my butt. And I was wondering, can you do anything about the headaches?
Well, I would say this, this is Supernova Slam speaking. Detoxing is great, but what I found in I wrote a book called The Remedy. And what I did was I analyzed the specifics of what the benefits you can get from the proper detox. Now, a lot of people have not done detox the proper way. The setup of the Master Cleanse with the cayenne pepper, the water, the maple syrup, and the lemon is a good concept. All of those are attributes that can, you know, get you to some form of wellness. But the human body every day needs amino acids through proteins to sustain itself or will break down. So when you take 21 days to 48 days or more, and you're actually purging your body from toxins, but you're not having any protein synthesis build up, your body starts to break down. That's why many people have those headaches, and they also binge or yo-yo when they finish a fast. They kind of get back in some of the bad habits after a fast. So what the Remedy Cleanse, though, specifically is around the importance of having chlorophyllic foods, the greens, okay, and I have a product called the Super Mega Greens specifically that I talk about in my book, The Remedy, that as your body is detoxing simultaneously, your body's being built because the chlorophyll compounds are actually vegetable protein. You know, it's the same thing that makes the cow big in its natural environment. It makes the horse, where our horses graze, the wheatgrass, the barley, the alfalfa, and in the ocean, the chlorella and the spirulina that makes whales and dolphins huge. Okay, those are the synthesis of the superfoods to the algae and the perigrasses together as the greens are not only giving you the protein synthesis, so you're detoxing and you're burning the fat, but you're maintaining protein, so your body's actually eating, you're eating on a cellular level, but also in addition to everything that the sugar does, the sugar actually takes oxygen from the blood, and the chlorophyll, the reason why it's similar to the makeup in the human body, the hemoglobin, is because it restores oxygen back into the human body, so that when you eat more plant foods in its various aspects, in the vegetable form, also in its algae form and in its grass form, you're actually restoring the same oxygen content in your blood back into your blood. So the sugar robs the blood, and the chlorophyll replenishes it. So that's one thing I would tell people to begin to do is as you're going on a liquid fast, you make sure you have a juicer and or blender with you as part of your wellness tools, because you need to make sure you have your added amount of greens. And definitely check into my book, The Remedy, and where I talk about the super mega greens as far as the compounds. And Queen, I was raised on this concept from my mother, Queen of Fu. I mean, that's how I was raised, and she inspired me to really get into that frequency, and I've been moving ever since, because I was addicted to the processed white sugar at one point. Even though I was born and raised vegan, that was the thing that I was dealing with, the processed white sugar, and I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So because I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, I started to understand why my mother gave me green juices every day when I was little. She would literally run down the street when I was going on the school bus and forgot my greens, stop the school bus, have them pull the school bus over, and make sure I drank my greens in front of all my friends in the 80s. So my mom was very much a wellness warrior and adamant about making sure that our bodies had the right amount of information and energy. So that's what I'm going to add to the bill as far as fasting and superfoods.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Hey, good caller. Thank you so much for that commentary and question. That was super cool. We got some great information on that. Thank you so much, sir.
Peace. Yep.
Hey, I want to ask either one of you this question, if I can sneak this in. Do me a favor. You mentioned 21, and I know the answer to this, but so many listeners may not. Why is that number so important when we talk about changing habits and reversing some trends?
Monica,
okay. Yeah, well, actually, every 7 days, seven is the number for spirit. So every 7 days, there is a spiritual upliftment, there's a mental, there's a psychological. The body goes up every 7 days based on numerology. So the first 7 days, what happens, what he said, that first week, that's when you go through your greatest level of physical detoxification. But what he talked about in terms of the headaches and all of that, it's not necessary if you know how to go into your detox with some guidance. So I'm one who coaches you through your 7 days with my master herbal that helps to detox the body, because the waste starts racing out your system and the coal is impacted. So then it starts breaking down the body, but it doesn't fully pass out because you're not eating as much. So you need your colon cleansing at the same time. So the first 7 days, there's a physical shift. But after those 7 days, you feel more power physically. Then you go. Then the next 7 days, there's another cycle that comes in, and that's the mind. Your mind begins to purge. Waste is around the brain, just mucus is around the brain from eating a lot of dairy and white flour products and late night eating. If the head gets congested, that's how come you're not able to see clearly as you get older, or the hearing gets lost, or the sinus gets congested, or memory loss. So the brain begins to release and flush because you're not eating those heavy foods, so the body gets a chance to detox on a deeper level. So it's a mental clarity that starts to kick in, things that you could not see before. And him as a writer, he's going really right now as he goes through it on this level. And the last 7 days, that's when you start to feel a spiritual upliftment. You start to feel connected. You start to think a thought, and you start to create that as a reality. Your heart, your emotions become more balanced. The people that you used to be upset about or angry about, that starts to leave you, and then you feel a sense of liberation. So every 7 days, there is a heightened level of living that takes place. And that's because the body is flushing. Disease is two things. It's either malnourishment, where the body is not nourished. That's what we're talking about, those super greens. So when you take the super greens, you take the green life, your tissues, your cells begin to rejuvenate and fortify each day of your 7 or 21-day detox. So that, when you take care of that, then if diseases, the other side is toxicity. So once you start removing the toxic foods and putting in the alternatives to everything you want. So instead of having the sugary foods that eats up the bones, the joints, cause arthritis, cause depression and mood swings and diabetic condition, instead of having the white sugar, he would have the stevia, or he'd have fresh fruit, or he'd have dried fruit or blackstrap molasses, which is now in harmony and it's organic and it works with the body. So by doing that, you detox your system so you don't get the headaches anymore, and you're not getting nauseous, and you're not feeling bloated, so that's the detox. And then in that, you drop that excess weight, which is toxicity. And on the other side, you get a chance to repair and rebuild. If you work from those two realms, you can overcome any dis-ease.
Wow. This is Michelle, and I have one more question for Supernova. Supernova, I read in your information about the comprehensive healthy life. What epitomizes or characterizes the comprehensive healthy life?
Establishing your value system, knowing that you're valuable enough to build the necessary mental, spiritual, and nutritional information that will allow you to be more effective. Most people, when you tell them about health issues, and they mostly have health issues, but when you tell them start to take different methods to begin to transcend a lot of the issues that come with these health issues, a lot of times they have habits to hold on to what they are used to, okay? So what I've noticed is that we have to establish where someone's in the engagement. If their mind is ready to begin the journey, and they know that they're valuable enough, 9 times out of 10, they're going to go through and establish the principles. So the first thing I start with is mental. You have to be ready to commit. And when I say about commit, you know, like my mother talks about all the time, awake a wellness commitment. And I affirm that is because I don't want people to approach their health and wellness as a seasonal thing, like they're just trying to get a beach body, they're just trying to, you know, be ready to go to a show or go to the club. You know, you want to have a situation, once you decide to take the steps and the roadmap that's laid out for you, to empower yourself with nutritional principles. The relationships around you also have to reflect that. You can't be drinking the benefits of greens and more water in your life and getting hydrated, but then you have relationships that are around you that are non-nutritional. You know, they're not feeding your spirit, they're not motivating you. So I tend to really connect everything holistic as far as relationships, how you relationship to yourself, and once you establish respect relationships to yourself and how you want to be treated in the world, then there are foods and there are nourishment that Queen of Foods is laying out that I'm talking about that will affirm and that will feed and fuel this value that you establish for yourself. And that's what I like to start people at when I inspire them with wellness.
Wow. Hey, guys, we are up against the clock. I do hate that that happens always when you're having a great time getting great, valuable information. But I do want to spend this last couple of minutes letting each one of you tell our listening audience where they can find your information, your books. Queen, we didn't even get a chance to talk about the mini books that you've written. I want them to be able to get access to that and to you. Mm-hmm. So if you could parlay that information, that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. You can reach me at 718-221-4325, and we're here Monday through the weekend. And then you can also check our website at the www.thecityofwellness.com. And I have information on the books, the charts, the formulas of wellness, the 21-day detox. And you can join us by live stream when we have our monthly detox, or you can join us face-to-face and come in on our membership so we can give you optimal support.
And absolutely.
Nova, your time.
Yes, you can reach me at wellnesssalute.com, www.wellnesssalute.com, where you can get the supplement for Super Mega Greens, which would definitely help you on your journey to establishing a more whole foods wellness matrix. Also, you can reach me at www.supanovaslam.com. Again, www.supanovaslam.com. Join us on Facebook on our community health page, like the page, And also follow us on Twitter, Supernova Slom, SUPANOVASLOM, and get your daily wellness tips and your definitely mental motivational charges. We appreciate you having us, and definitely whenever you're ready, you know, reach out to our team and we'll come back.
Oh, man, that would be wonderful. I wanted to ask you this real quick. Do you guys work together often? Because, I mean, together you have probably all the information one would ever need.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
well,
do.
I raised him, he said. So, you know, this is how he's been living his life. And actually, myself, Supernova, and his brother, Ali, the great, he's the mayor of the City of Wellness. We have been traveling from city to city, various countries. We've been traveling all around the world for 30 years, since, you know, since they were children up to adulthood. So that's why there's that synchronicity. This is a lifestyle that our family lives, and we consider ourselves the first family of wellness. And we want to empower other families likewise.
Right, and we're here to charge our family and get everybody on the road to wellness. So whenever you want to have us back, we'll tag team this wellness and get everybody activated.
High five.
Love it.
High five.
That is
salute.
Yeah. I love it. Hey, thank you both for being so kind with your time and sharing this valuable information. And we're definitely going to have you come back to talk about more of what we need. Thank you so much. And
thank
we'll talk
both
to you
so
soon.
Much. Appreciate you.
So we appreciate you. Wellness salute, everybody. Wellness salute.
Thank you.
Indeed. Hey, Michelle, we're out of time, man. Time flies when you're having fun.
Where does the time go?
Where does the time go? Hey, guys, we are getting out of here. Thank you so much for all of our guests who stopped by. Z, Michael A. McFadden, Chuck Brown of the C. Nathaniels Brown Show, which, by the way, comes on at 10 o'clock right here on the Survival Radio Network, same time, same back phone to call in. And big up to you, MGM, for, you know, yet another powerful.
Well, thank you for having me, sir.
Man, you know, you're part of the dream, man. You're part of the journey. This is how we get here.
I'm glad to be. Glad to be. Well, until the next time.
That's right. Shout out to all you DC fellas. Big up to you. All right, guys. This is The Conversation. Clark and Michelle, we're out. Peace.
Peace.
find the words to say.